All right, let's bring it back home at 19 minutes past five now. The National Lottery has confirmed that the winner or winners of last night's EuroMillions jackpot has been in touch and has made arrangements to check or and also to get their cheque to collect their windfall next week. Now, the National Lottery, as is protocol, particularly with winnings of such size, 88 million, will provide accountants and legal assistance to the winner or winners. Now, they're not confirming anything about where the winners or winner are from, but there is large speculation that they are from Little Island in Cork and a syndicate of 34 people or so from Johnson & Johnson. That is not confirmed by the company or by anyone involved or by the National Lottery. But let's all imagine now, if suddenly you come in to an absolute windfall after living on your salary or living from hand to mouth, suddenly you have riches beyond your wildest dreams. Is it all good or is there a downfall to so-called sudden wealth syndrome? Well, Irvin G. Skortik is the founder and president of the Pennsylvania Capital Management, and he has advised many people who come into sudden wealth. And Irvin is with us now. Irvin, good afternoon for you. Good evening for us. Thank you very much for speaking to us. It's not a bad complaint, is it, coming into sudden wealth?
First, it is a life-changing event. And for the clients that we have dealt with who have faced this, there are so many issues that overwhelm from, as you experience or as your is going to experience here, you'll have people coming at you saying, can you help me?
Yeah.
They'll hear about it. They'll want a piece. You need to take a very, very serious hiatus from what you're doing just to begin to say, how will this impact the life that I and my family have together?
And Irvin, just,
and it really does change life.
Give me an example of even some of the figures, some of the scales involved of people you've worked with and how overwhelmed they can be by that figure.
Well, we had a SEPTA worker, the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Association worker, who was making a very, very modest living, and with 32 coworkers, won over $200 million.
Wow.
And if you take a look at the level of the change of life, it was night and day, meaning one of the spouses wanted to buy a new car and they took a house and they, meaning you're overwhelmed with that, the coaxing or the thought of buying. And really what you want to do is to take 60 or 90 days and just think about how should life change? Much healthier for the family.
What are the most important things to put into place? Because when there is family, you know, you can't stop a child's education or development just because the family is now rich. They have friends, they have circles of friends. You yourself have circles of friends, community that you're part of, a family circle. So what's the most important thing to put in place? Is it from outside help? I mean, is it an accountant? Is it a lawyer? Oh. Is it a counselor?
Chris, a couple of things. First of all, you start by having a family meeting and you talk about priorities depending on the ages of the children. Obviously, finishing education overnight, so that goes away. But still, there are many other priorities. Is there a loved one, a parent who needs some help that maybe you can reach out and help?
Mm.
Then on to the advisors, you certainly want to have a very experienced wealth advisor who understands the nuances tax-wise, because you're going to have a very big tax bill, and that's often overlooked. You know, what's going to happen the next year when you have to go to pay your taxes? You need to set aside those funds first. You need to look at other advisors, obviously a proper accountant, a proper estate attorney, to see how this fits into the family picture and makes big changes.
Is there any danger with children and, say, adolescents and teenagers that, you know, mom and dad or mom or dad or whomever is now loaded? I don't have to try as hard. I mean, I can coast. I can be Paris Hilton now.
It's a huge problem. I think the biggest one of all, that children will lose their desire to succeed for themselves and think they can make it on dad and mom's money.
So is it important to say that's not the way it is and, like seagulls, push them off the cliff, let them fly?
Yes, in many ways. That is the proper approach, but it needs to be done with tact, because remember, you want to stay close to your children,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to spoil them. That may take some psychological counseling too, to does mean and what it doesn't mean for them as a part of the family.
Okay, and apologies for the little blip in the line, but we can hear you, Irvin. And can I ask you, you talked about, you know, people will, with probably very worthy causes, now reach out to an overwhelming extent saying, you have money, I need help, please help me. But what about when that's closer to home? What about when that's a wider circle of friends or family? How do you cope with that?
We recommend hiring or someone that can field all those questions, because families can get overwhelmed with people with their hand out. It may be charities, it may be distant family members, it may be friends, but somebody needs to handle all those requests and to say to all these people who have these requests, we will be happy to consider your request, send it to us in writing, we'll discuss it with the family, and otherwise the family's on the hot seat and it becomes an awkward position.
So a secretary almost, or a personal assistant to deal with that?
Yes, but I would say a higher level person who understands the nuance of the personal assistant, but someone who's really talented, particularly in the first year, while the novelty of this win is so fresh. We're finding that after a year or two, and you integrate how the inheritance, or in this case, the lottery winning family asset picture.
Okay, and so with that, with your caution that you're warning, this is a happy thing, this is a big thing, this is a good thing, but you are warning caution and like thinking for 60 to 90 days, would you advise people against, because the thing that everyone says is, oh, I'd buy a big mansion here, and then you sit in a hill in your mansion on your own. Like, would you advise people against taking themselves out of their community for at least a year?
We would advise against any moves whatsoever other than bringing in the right advisors for the first 90 to 180 days. And then after that, talking about with your advisors and your family take. And that's exactly what we do for our clients.
What about a little treat, like a little party this weekend?
Of course. Go out and have fun. Invite your family. Everybody celebrates together. Those kinds of small, indulgences.
Yeah.
Are a wonderful way to celebrate. And of course, the biggest mandate will be thou shalt not spend thy principal. Develop a strategy to live on the income and protect the principal for the future of your family and of the charities that you're going to want to support.
Live on the interest. Irvin, fascinating stuff and sound advice. I hope our 34 winners, or one winner if it turns out that way, have people steering their ship. Irvin G. Short, who is the founder and president of Pennsylvania Capital Management.
27 minutes past five.